do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
And would you use the same term if you were talking about a man? Say, he's really dressed up? Or would you say it some other way?
Sharp.
All right, fine. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, she's...
spry.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
well, lazy. No good.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old dilapidated house that people might say spirits lived in?
Haunted house.
A child might be afraid to go past a cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see...
ghost.
What do you call something, an object, that people say brings bad luck?
An object that brings bad luck?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't try to think of things like that. I don't know. I can't think
okay.
of it. Yes.
What are some things that people do say bring bad luck?
Well, walking on the ladder, for one thing, or something like that. But I try to not have my thinking that way.
I think you're very sensible.
Well.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck?
Well, it could be a witch or
something. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, you mean not married, who are never married. Well, my father had the best expression I ever heard. He was keen, and he used to be a little profane, but he quit. But we thought this was one of the best ones I ever heard, and he didn't use it so much on people who were necessarily that way, but he referred to some people as homemade bastards.
I think that's wonderful.
I thought that was the best one I had. That was one of his rich ones. He was very original. But
he must have been a charming person.
Oh, he was very original, but homemade bastard. That was the best one.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Well, they have several. You'd have a morgue, or you'd have an undertaking establishment, one or the other.
What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Coffin or casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Well, we have cemeteries, and then they have mausoleums and different things.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Well, a creek, a brook, mostly a brook would be a creek. A creek would be different. Well, a brook, we have some just flowing, either one.
Would a creek or a brook be smaller? Or would they?
Well, I think a brook would be smaller than a creek. And a creek could be, it could be much, but it could have tide water in it, or it could just be running. You have a tendency, a brook runs one way all the time. Of course, the creek could have tide running in and out of it, That would be my interpretation of it.
That's interesting.
Particularly in this area, you see.
Uh-huh. What do you call flat, grassy country? Like out there, that's the...
Well, of course, we call that marsh grass, and then they have wire grass, and